The name Islam. The name Islam is the name which God Himself gave to the followers of the Holy Prophet, and which long before him had found an honoured place in the prophecies of earlier prophets. Thus, the Holy Quran says, هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا. He, God, gave you the name Muslims before, as well as in this, the Quran. Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 79. And in the Bible, thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 2. No name can be more blessed than the name which God Himself chose for His servants, and which He invested with importance by making other prophets prophesy about it. Who will give up this name? It is dearer to us than our lives. The religion it connotes is for us the only religion, the only source of spiritual life. But, as in our time, different groups of Muslims, out of regard for their special beliefs and outlook, have adopted different names, it became necessary for us to adopt a name to distinguish ourselves from others. The best name we could adopt was the name Ahmadi or Ahmadiyyat. This name has a significance for our time. Ours is the time appointed for the propagation all over the world of the universal message of the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace. It is the time for the diffusion of the praises of God and for the spread of a knowledge of His bounty and beauty. The time for the manifestation of the attribute of Ahmadiyyat, the attribute of Muhammadiyyat having had its manifestation already. A better name could not have been adopted by us. We are Muslims heart and soul. We hold the beliefs a true Muslim must hold and deny the beliefs a true Muslim must deny. If, in spite of our sincere subscribing to the truths of Islam and our conforming to the commands of God, anybody attributes unbelief or kufr to us and describes us as innovators or as believers in a new religion, he is unkind and cruel. He is answerable to God for this. A man may be convicted for what he declares with his mouth, not for what he holds in his heart. For who can say what is in a man's heart? If a person accuses another of saying one thing and believes another, he raises himself to the status of God. Only God knows what is in human hearts. Only He can say what a man thinks and believes. The Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, admitted this human limitation. And yet, who could know another man's heart better than he? Says he,
إِنَّكُمْ تَخْتَسِمُونَ إِلَيَّ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ وَلَعَلَّ بَعْضَكُمْ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَلْحَنَ بِحُجَّتِهِ مِنْ بَعْضٍ فَإِنْ قَضَيْتُ لِأَحَدٍ مِنْكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ حَقِّ أَخِيهِ فَإِنَّمَا أَقْطَعُ لَهُ قِطَعَةً مِنَ النَّارِ فَلَا يَأْخُذْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا.
There are amongst you those who bring their disputes to me. I am a man as much as you. It is possible that some amongst you may espouse their cause better than others. Therefore, if I give to one what is due to another, I give to him a part of the fire. It is for him to refuse. We read in the traditions that Osama bin Zaid was appointed commander of a division by the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace. Osama confronted an unbeliever whom he attacked. When he was about to be killed, this unbeliever recited the kalima, affirming his faith in the truth of Islam. Osama killed him nevertheless. When the Holy Prophet heard of this, he castigated Osama. Osama said in his own defense, O Prophet of God, he did so out of fear. Upon which the Holy Prophet said, Why? Did you split his heart to see? knowledge of what passes in human hearts is not given to ordinary mortals. It was not for Osama to guess whether this man's affirmation of Islam was out of fear or conviction. Therefore, we may be condemned for what we declare, not for what may be supposed to lie in our hearts. What lies in our hearts is known only to God. He who claims to condemn another for what is in his heart exceeds his limits and is answerable to God for his excess. So while we of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat declare ourselves Muslims, nobody has the right to say that our Islam is a pretense, that at heart we deny Islam or deny the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, that we subscribe to a new kalima or turn to a new qibla in our prayers. If it were right for others to attribute such things to us, it would be right for us to attribute such things to others. We could say that their declaration of Islam is a pretense, that they, God forbid, deny Islam and the Holy Prophet when they repair to their homes. But we cannot be led astray by opposition. We will not say of anyone that he says one thing and believes another, that he has one thing on his lips and another in his heart. In deference to the Sharia, our judgment of others will be based on what they openly affirm and acknowledge.